Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with 2021 Washington County Fair Queen Carmen Searin of the Dutch Creek Flyers 4-H Club.
Carmen Searin, you are this year's Washington County Fair Queen. I want to share a bit about yourself and your involvement with the county fair.
So my name is Carmen Searin. I'm the daughter of Jason and Catherine Searin. I live on a farm outside of Kyoto, and I got involved in 4-H as soon as I was in fourth grade. I am part of the Dutch Creek Flyers 4-H Club, and I'm also president of the Mid-Prairie FFA chapter.
What are you showing at this year's fair?
So I had several non-livestock projects that I brought to the fair earlier this week, and then I also did a few communication events, but I have one sheep also that I showed.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the process of the County Fair Queen pageant and what that all involves. Would you like to share what that was all like?
Yeah, so on that day, on Sunday, we got there at 12:30 and we did an individual interview with the judging panel. And then we did a group interview. So all of us were together talking to the judges, which was kind of just like a fun conversation. And then you do these rapid fire questions. So they'll just ask you like, who's the president? Like, what's your first name? Or like things like that, that kind of just get you thinking on your toes. And then you have a little bit of time just to like chill and like collect yourself and get ready for the evening. And then you eat dinner with the judges. And then after that, the whole thing starts and you change outfits twice or three times. And yeah, you just kind of go from there.
Did you happen to know any of the other girls, you know, previous to the pageant?
Yeah, so I was friends with most of them, or at least I knew all of them. So that was fun to get to like continue our friendship or like get to know them better. So
how did you feel, you know, having to stand up on stage and have to speak and do everything? I mean, it's a little bit routine for a 4-H'er if you do communication, yeah. But what was that experience like?
So I've done communication events before, so it wasn't like a totally new thing talking in front of people. Also with being president of the 4-H Club and FFA, I've talked in front of people a lot, but it was definitely a different experience just because it's more of like a pageant-y type thing, so I had to walk around and spin, which for me I think was more nerve-wracking than the actual talking into the microphone part.
So, you know, besides participating, you know, for your 4-H livestock events, what else have you been doing this week as Fair Queen?
So I competed in the sheep show. I've handed out ribbons at the goat show on Monday night. I've been to a lot of the different events on the lion stage for the kids. I did the Oreo stacking contest, the frog jumping contest, and several others. And I helped with the Clover Kid Pet Show.
What's been your favorite moment of the county fair so far this year?
I think probably my favorite moment is getting to hand out ribbons at the sheep show, just because I know a lot of those kids personally, and it's a lot of fun for me to be able to see them succeed, because a lot of times when I'm actually showing, I have to stand in the back of the barn and get my sheep ready. So it was really nice to be able to see everyone and hand them the ribbons, since those are people that I kind of connect with.
As far as the county fair, there's always lots of different food to try. What would you say is your go-to fair food here?
So I'm a really big ice cream fan, so my probably favorite thing is the milkshakes from the Kiwanis booth.
Are you looking forward to competing in the State Fair Queen contest?
I'm a little bit nervous, but also super excited to get to go meet all of those girls up there. I'm sure all of them will be super amazing, so I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
What else are you looking forward to this year as far as being the Fair Queen?
I'm definitely looking forward to just continuing to be present at all of the 4-H events, and just getting to go to the parades and just present myself as the Fair Queen.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Fair Queen Carmen Searin of the Dutch Creek Flyers 4-H Club. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.